I know it's a late night, but good evening, Dallas Stars hockey fans. Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, an overtime loss, but once again, consistently picking up points and keeping ourselves at the top of the division. You know, about the end of the second period, going into the top of the third, there were many people that walked away from the game when we were at the game tonight before it was over. And once again, I knew not to do that because this team fights to the very end. This is what the great teams do. Unfortunately, in the overtime, we didn't control the puck. And it was a very quick score by Winnipeg to finish it off. But still, to be down 2 goals and still be able to come back and force the overtime and force the issue always shows how much we're always in games no matter what. This team is so awesome in that regard. I know Jake Ottinger hasn't had a couple of good games. Sounds like, from what I understand, is we're going to get Wedgwood tomorrow night in Colorado, which is fine by me. Give Otter a chance to rest. And we just have to go and hopefully get 2 points against Colorado and move on from there. We'll be on the road for a while. And we won't be back until, I believe, next Monday. But the point is, no matter what, we're always in these games. And it's pretty amazing, in my opinion, that no matter what happens, we're always in a game. We're always in the fight. And we keep doing that, we're going to win a lot of games this year. I just hope that our overtimes get better, because you don't want to lose a lot of overtimes, because that could actually affect your point values towards the end. But the point is, we keep getting points and we keep fighting and we're staying on top of the division. And congratulations, Jason Robertson, for having broke the point streak in Dallas Stars history. He's got the most points in a point streak with 14 points and 16 goals. And he just toppled Connor McDavid at the moment to have the most goals in the league. Once again, a special kid. No matter what goes on, this guy always makes our team have a fighting chance. Once again, in my opinion, he's a generational player. We'll be talking about him in the same breath as the Connor McDavids of the world, the Draisaitls. And I even think we'll be talking about him in the same breath as like Sidney Crosby or Ovechkin. He reminds me of the way even Evgeny Malkin plays for Pittsburgh, because he always gets in front of the goal. He makes these shots in front of the net. He's just always sniffing out places to get goals. And Otter just needs a break, I guess. Still a lot of hockey left, but like I said, it was pretty funny watching all these people leave thinking it was over already. This team doesn't quit. Even though this was a loss in overtime, they found a way to push it to the limit. And that's what the great teams do. No matter what happens, we're never out of it. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Go Stars.